Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast. It's slice time. Getting sliced reactions.
Of who's wrong, who's right.
This podcast all depends on you.
Talk backs are a phenomenon.
Baby,
tell all your friends you could be on. It's slice time. Free dessert.
And it's slice time for episode number 286 of the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. I'm Skeery Jones. David Brody's here.
Yes, I am.
You are, sir. Wow, you're looking bright today. I like your red glasses.
They're orange to match the logo.
I like it. I like it. Now, should I get blue glasses?
Yeah, you should get some blue grass.
A blue grass? Oh, man.
Get a washboard and a jug. Play some bluegrass.
So we had a pretty eventful episode. This was for the Asshole Foods.
Right. And we're back on schedule now. It's Monday.
Yeah.
And we're doing slice time.
It took a while to catch up, but we did.
Because of your vacation. We were delayed, and then we had equipment problems.
All kinds of nonsense.
Fixed the boom arm on the mic. It's not falling off now.
No, it looks good. No, you got some good equipment there, David Brody, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we might as well just get right into it. If you listen on the iHeartRadio app, you have the added privilege of being able to click on the microphone and send us feedback. So if you want to get in on a future slice time, feel free to click on that microphone and listen to the iHeartRadio app, because it's the only way you're going to be able leave a slice time.
And leave us an upbeat and funny comment.
Yeah. And before we hit the ground running, put the foot on the accelerator. Put the needle on the record.
Put the needle on the record.
We have to remind you that we have less than a week left in our Brooklyn Boys merch store for you to get in on it. Now, people have been responding really well to this, David Brody. This is a great idea that I had.
It was your idea.
It was my idea.
We got the email from Mert Match. Mickey Mouse. That we sold a lot of merchandise.
Yeah, so people
got till March 15th, 2024.
Yeah, that's right.
Any purchases, although you guys, somebody ordered the wool baseball cap, like the Brooklyn Boys, not the baseball cap, the wool hat.
Yeah.
The toque, as they call it in Canada.
Ooh.
That's hard to write on.
Yeah. But
we'll try. We'll do our best.
We will personalize it if you'd like, whatever you want to do. But put it in the comment section when you place the order. But the orders have to be in by the 15th of March, 2024. Okay. And then shortly thereafter, Brody and I will have a signing session and ship your merch and away.
And what's the website, Skeery?
It's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Hello, and this is your weekly reminder to bring home the fucking jingles. Also, this is a reminder that Brody needs his steak dinner. Not quite sure why this is still going on. Get the fucking steak dinner. This is Danielle from Connecticut. Love, love, love you. Slice for life, Brody and Skeery.
You know, she sounds like she's making...
This is me again, Danielle from Connecticut. I just want to remind everyone, we should please limit our talkback because it gets really fucking annoying. Slice for life. Ciao, ciao.
She sounds like she's making an announcement at Disney World.
She should take her own advice, by the way. She just gave us 45 seconds.
That's okay. She did two. She didn't do seven.
No, I know.
And she has an amazing voice.
She really does.
I'm telling you, she sounds like, hi, everybody. Welcome to Disneyland. You fuckers, bring home the jingles. Woo-hoo!
She's very upbeat. I like her.
Yeah.
This is Alan from Queens, Jamie from Queens' father.
Oh.
I've known her her whole life. She's never perky. I'm only kidding. She's sometimes sarcastic, and she gets it from me.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you, Jamie's dad.
Okay, here's Jamie now, the daughter.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Jamie from Queens here. I was listening to Slice Time with my dad, and he heard Brody call me perky, and he really, really wanted to leave that.
That's so sweet.
You could see where I get my sarcasm from.
And your perkiness.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. I like
when the perkiness is from her mom.
The perfect father-daughter podcast to listen to together. The Brooklyn boys.
Mm-hmm.
New rule, Ariel from upstate. This is Slice Time, so we have a voice. No more than three talkbacks, tops. If you can't fit it in three talkbacks, then don't fucking say it. Have a great day.
Well, you know what?
Oh, that's an opinion.
That's two opinions all, you know, that feel the same way. And I'm sure there's more. Is that three talkback limit per episode? Is that what we're
doing? I don't know if I agree with that, but...
I don't know, man.
Make them count.
Yeah. Word conservation.
If the fourth one doesn't add anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, Elijah from Findlay, Ohio. I'm coming after our supposed Texas truck driver here / Chatham, Omaha. If you're a legit trucker or drive a truck, let's hear the... I'll be waiting.
Well, that's a fair request, except anyone can get a sound effect and play that into the...
Yeah, but you could tell a real one from a sound effect.
Can you?
That was real.
Are you a truck sound effect expert?
That just sounded real. I think he continues on this talkback.
Part two. I also want to say Brody featuring Scary. That's right, featuring Scary because of the gift card issue. If I have a gift card, oh shit. Yeah, you guys didn't hear that grinding. Anyways, if I have a gift card, like my fucking gift card, I'm going to use a fucking gift card when I want to use a gift card. End of story.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying I wouldn't whip it out in front of others. I would.
You just said he shouldn't. He said I want to use the gift card whenever I want.
You yeah, just but just save
I
it
never
for
said
another.
You shouldn't, and then followed it up with you shouldn't.
Save it for a different time. Have some etiquette. I don't know. I just
There's
have,
no
I feel,
such thing as etiquette.
I feel differently
it's a gift
on
card. You're the guy who does. When I say hey, Scary, pass the baked clams, you take three before you pass them. Now you're going to talk about etiquette.
Bro, and Scary. This is Mark from upstate. Scary. Gift card, it's good as cash.
I know.
And you gotta split the bill. The wait staff knows that they'll probably get a better tip on multiple checks. Yeah. At least that's what happens around here. And you also can't use a gift card on early dating stages or a coupon because it's just tacky in that sense.
I agree.
I disagree because he said coupon instead of coupon. So I take a half a point off.
Nah, leave the guy alone. Coupon is, I've heard people say coupon, even though
I've heard people say a lot of things.
I've heard people say advertisement instead of advertisement.
I think that one's okay.
Oh, that's tomato. Okay, but coupon's not?
It's like Caribbean, but I didn't say Caribbean.
Oh, so I'm.
You don't fly the coupe, you fly the coop.
Right. All right, gift card people. Enough. This is going to be a flood of this.
You started this.
Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary. Scarody. Vani from Connecticut here. I just want to say that you gentlemen have the best podcast in the history of podcasts. And any other podcast fails in comparison to the Brooklyn Boys.
Oh, come on now.
And if you don't agree with that, go cry about it.
I think you meant pales in comparison. By the way, tonight, by the time you hear this, it might be too late.
It will be.
But tonight is the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards, of which we are not nominated this year.
Nope.
But our friends over at Serial Killers are, so good luck to them.
Andrew.
By the time you hear this, you'll know whether they won or not.
Exactly. Andrew and Scotty, hopefully. We're
Scotty
rooting
and Andrew.
For you. Scotty and Andrew. Andrew and Scotty.
Yep.
They're hanging out in Austin right now.
Scandrew.
Scandrew.
Scotty.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, your boy Mike from Virginia, Slice for Life.
Nice.
I had to stop listening to the Slice Time for 285 to send this talk back and say to Skiri, you can play applause, but you can't bring the fucking jingles home. Come on, man, what are you doing? Brody, featuring Skiri.
Thank you.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, listening to episode 285. This is Marilyn from Omaha. Marilyn, not Madeline. Chad. Really? You know, Chad is the male Karen, right? You are not from Omaha. Seriously. Tell me something about where people hang out. Tell me something that references Omaha in any way. You're not from Omaha. And it's Marilyn, not Madeline Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. Okay, Marilyn.
Well, I got to say, Marilyn has...
Love you guys.
Love you too. Marilyn has better sounding equipment than you do, David Brody.
Equipment sounds fine. She sounds good.
She's crystal clear.
Although she does... She sounds like she's saying Marilyn as opposed to Marilyn. She's saying Marilyn like Marilyn Monroe, right?
Yeah.
That's the example she gave. Okay.
Hey, this is Manny from New York. Hey, I just got a quick question for you guys. Hey, if there are too many talkbacks, is there like a maximum amount of talkback that you guys can hold in like a cloud storage or something like that? Because I tried putting one in, I forgot what it was about, and I kept getting an error message, so I don't know. Hey, I'll try to keep these talkbacks down to like, you know, 12 in a row, but Brody, they're telling you to forget the steak dinner. Fuck all that, get your steak dinner.
Thank you.
Skiri did not feel the pain. Skiri didn't feel the pain.
You know, it's about the pain.
The whole situation, the tax, I don't know what the specifics are. But anyway.
A lot of pain on my end.
Skiri, you need to feel that ache of coming out of pocket because Brody deserves it.
Thank you. Thank you. I deserve it. Good guy. I did a good thing.
Once again, if I use my Peter Luger's gift card on you, remember, it's as good as cash.
It's not pain. You heard the man say pain, though.
Yeah, but you can't have it both ways. You can't have this argument both ways because all these other slices are saying that a gift card, $150.
Oh, we're definitely going over that.
A gift card is cash. A gift card is $150. You're going to go over $150 for your share?
Potatoes au gratin.
For your share of steak? You fucking gavone. Let me say
this. A tomahawk steak for like $250.
You cannot argue this comment both ways. We talk about if you're going to say that gift cards are just as good as cash, and I have a gift card and I use it on you, David Brody, for a steak dinner.
If I don't want to go to Peter Luger though.
Then I've
now I feel
I've,
like I'm tied into Peter Luger because of the gift card.
Peter Luger's is tops.
It is not.
Then
it's one of the
I've
better
now
ones.
Used my gift card and I felt the pain on the gift card.
I want to go to Old Homestead.
What if I have a gift card to Old Homestead?
Call me then.
Nah, see, you're a spiteful bitch. That's your problem.
Next caller, please.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Brody, although it pains me to say so, they got you by the balls this time. You shot yourself in the foot. If that slice actually sends Skiri the $300 gift card, you're going to have to accept it, and he's going to be able to pay for the steak dinner that he owes you with the gift card.
Speak of the devil.
Although, I got a plan so he can feel some pain. Okay, now here's what you're going to do. You're going to make sure that he supplies the transportation. That's the first step.
Of course.
And then you're going to pick the restaurant of your choice. That's number two. Number three, you're going to have to start prepping the night before. Drink all the Kahlua you can and eat at least 5 hard-boiled eggs. And on the way to and from the restaurant, you're going to give him the gassing of his life. He's going to feel pain like he's never felt before, believe you me. Hey, Brody, you know, I forgot. You know, if you go to that restaurant that you always wanted to go to, but Skiri won't take you because you're not bougie enough, you know, don't forget to pick up one of them fancy steak knives, courtesy of Skiri.
Butcher's Block.
And if you can, pick one up for me and ship it over to me. I'll be more than happy to pay for the shipping. You can ship it over to 311 South 17th Street, McCallum, Texas, care of the Cowboy Trucker, a.k.a. Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah. Where's that? By the way, where's that horn? Speaking of Foghorn Leghorn. Well, he didn't give us a horn.
He didn't hear the message to know.
I know. Well, let's see. Maybe he will soon.
Next episode.
Next episode, we want to hear the horn while you're in your truck. Because
Chad from Omaha can play that.
Some people don't believe that it's you. Man. All
they don't believe he's a trucker.
They don't believe you're a trucker. Mother trucker.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. It's Jacob from Arkansas. You guys have piqued my curiosity.
But he said we peaked.
So is it more common up there when going out in groups to have one bill and separate it evenly?
Yes.
I know in my neck of the woods, the majority of the time,
separate bills.
Each person is responsible for their own stuff and it's separate.
Separate tabs. Checks. And then you drive the waitress fucking bonkers.
No, they're used to it. They're professionals.
Again, there are times where everything would be put onto just one bill for the entire group. The most common, and it may be similar up there, is work-related food events. The work person would have, whoever had the card, would do the one bill for that card. Sometimes a lot of family gatherings would also be like that. There'd just be one bill for the entire family, even if it's extended family.
Continued here.
But in most cases, if a bunch of friends go out or a bunch of couples go out to eat together, I've not traveled much places across the U.S. in different areas of the U.S., but a lot of the places that I have been to, if a big group of friends or somebody goes out, usually each couple or each person is responsible for their own tab. I've not seen the universal one tab. And then everybody splits later very often.
Well, it's very popular here in the Northeast.
It's popular. It's common.
Very common. And as far as splitting, first of all, why wouldn't you want to be the one to take the whole check? That's what I would do because guess what? My credit card is attached to miles and points, which I want the maximum amount of. So you all could Venmo me back. And I'll just take care of my bill at the end of the month. And I'm running up the score. And I'm getting free flights on United. Booyah. That's how I operate. I take the whole fucking bill and y'all could pay me. But yeah, but the whole like splitting the check thing, that was something that I found out in the South that they do as a courtesy. I mean, you come back with seven separate checks.
Yeah, whatever. It's nice.
We've talked about this before. I'm beating the dead horse.
Down home niceness. Yeah.
Scary. I didn't realize that I sent 12 talkbacks, but there was that one week where you recently...
she wants a redo.
Shit, I keep messing up. I didn't mean to send that. I meant to say scary. That was a lot of talkbacks that I sent. 12 of them? Wow. But I was compensating for the one week that you guys didn't do slice time.
All right. Fair enough.
Fair.
Brody, I usually am upbeat. But the thing is, I work so many hours that I usually only get 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night.
Oh, been there. Totally
Gary
understand.
Gary, in regards...
Okay, that was good. All right. Is that her again?
Gary, in regards to splitting the check equally, I think you and I should go out one day when you're on your fat loss program, and you can order $30 worth of food. I'll order $100 worth of food, and then we can split it equally.
That
therefore
sounds right.
Instead of you only having to pay $30, you could pay $65. I understand now why Brody said no wonder why your friends like to go out with you. Man, Scary, I can't believe you cut me off like that. Well, Brody's right. Maybe what? I won't send you that gift card for $200 after all.
You're out.
Love
cut
you,
off
though.
The wrong person.
I didn't cut
there
her
goes
off
your whole thing.
Did I cut her
I
off?
Have no gift card.
Did I cut her off on the last episode? Might have.
Yep, and you screwed yourself out of the gift card you were going to use to buy me a steak dinner. So ultimately, we're both screwed.
Whoa, Steve from the Bronx, watch your fucking mouth. This is Maddie from Brooklyn and the Bronx. How the fuck you from the Bronx and you gonna say that he don't own a steak dinner? Get the fuck out of here. You don't even know how long it's been. 2-3 years. Clearly not a slice for life. Slice for life, maybe. Bye. We don't need you.
Wow. Oh.
And it's always Brody and Scary.
Thank you.
Oof.
People throwing down
at each other. Okay, I think we should leave it right there for this half.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just pulled a cable news move.
Leave it right there?
Yeah.
There we say
that. They start arguing and they got to go to commercial?
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand politics. No, screw you and your whole side sucks. All right, we got to leave it right there. Got to go to break.
Got to leave it right there.
They're going to kill each other and they're like, nah, got to leave it right there. Mm. Leaving it. They're like, oh, okay. And they go back to smiling. All right.
Huh? Okay, cool.
I was going to kill that guy. Oh, leave it right there.
All right, this is Maddie again from Brooklyn.
Oh, you're back.
And I swear to fucking God, scary if you complain that I left another talk back. Anyways, in response to DJ Millie, not sure what his name was. Anyways, it doesn't matter if they're friends. The steak dinner was not a favor or going out or hanging out between friends. It was a favor. It was repaying debt. Come on, bro. Get your history right.
Thank you.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens here. Scary, you were talking about being overcharged for the peanut butter. You really should watch the screen and the prices as they ring up your stuff.
Yes!
I got tuna salad from a local grocery store deli counter, and the guy misprinted the sticker, and I didn't notice that instead of the sticker saying that it was $7.99, he rang it up as $799, and I had to wait for a new sticker to be printed.
Okay. Scary would have paid it.
I feel like I would have noticed a $799.
Yeah, if you said $79, no. You know, and you.
But to your point, Jamie, yes. From here on out, I've been very diligent in watching the screen as stuff gets scanned.
And you have to.
Because if you don't watch it when it gets scanned, you may get scammed.
Correct.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens again. I know I'm leaving a lot of talkbacks, but to quote that Yosemite Sam sounding guy who leaves talkbacks, who gives a shit? Anyway, the scamboni I hate the most is when a mobile game is advertised and it looks like so much fun. And then you download the game and it's nothing like the advertisement at all. It's the most boring piece of shit game. Is that like a game boni, I guess?
A game boni.
Game boni?
Yeah, we talked about this when I told you, like, for a while, they were doing the keys. You had to pull the keys. The games with all the, you pull the keys and the water drops on the fire. Now right. The newest thing is the guy with the guns and he has to shoot barrels. Oh. And they have like numbers on them. You have to shoot them a certain amount of time. And if you don't kill all the zombies, the big guy at the end kills you.
Yeah.
And then you download the game and that's one of the many like challenge screens. But the game is nothing like that. Bullshit.
It's a game boney. I like game boney. Thank you, Jamie. You came up with a new term for us.
Scary, Brody's right. You could be smarter with your money. You spend way too much money on dinner for your friends when you go out.
You're right.
You spent $3,000 for a down payment on a girlfriend who you had every intention of breaking up with.
Oh, boy.
And you had spent $8 million on a system that takes you 23 minutes to get up and running when it should only take a few minutes.
Exactly.
So with all this foolish spending, So with all this foolish spending you are doing, why don't you do something smart with your money and just freaking buy Brody a steak dinner and get it done and over with?
That's a good investment. Think of all the conversations we would have. He finally bought me a steak dinner.
No.
Talk about it. All the memories.
Not a good investment.
The good times.
Holy fuck, Scary. Orin from South Florida.
I like it already.
2 hours in Whole Foods? Bro. I go food shopping without my wife purposely so that I can be in and out. She makes a list on the phone. I go boom, boom, boom. I'm out. Holy shit, dude. I got way better things to do. Like sit on my couch and watch fucking Avatar or something. Jesus Christ, dude. Orin from South Florida again. No, Brody. I wouldn't have sucked it up and gone. You know why? Because who the fuck goes food shopping for 2 hours in Whole Foods? I can't even spend that much time in Costco. And I love Costco, by the way. A lot of Tchotchkes there. But what the fuck?
Yeah. I let my refrigerator get all the way down to empty. So I need to fill it up with shit. So, yeah.
By the way, I think by Tchotchkes, he means Tchotchkes. And
yeah. And I'm a label reader. I like to take my time. And I go when no one's in there. See, you guys don't have the benefit of shopping at 11 o'clock in the morning. Like,
oh, they might work nights.
Well, grandma and grandpa go at that time. There's never anybody in there when I go. I go right after work. I take my time. I go up and down the aisles nicely. I look at some labels. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll have this. Or
how do you not know what you're buying when you go in with a shopping list? No, I look at,
because I don't have a list. I zigzag the aisles and look left, look right to see if I need things. I do the opposite.
Zigzag aisles, they're in straight lines. What are you talking about?
I go up one aisle, down the next.
Zigging or zagging?
Well, it's going up one aisle and it's going down the next.
Right, you're going up and down the aisles.
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
Zigzag is diagonally.
Understood. So
thank you.
Up and down the aisles. So what's wrong with that? That's my method of shopping.
That's why you pay for parking,
and it takes longer. And I stop and I look at labels. I read the backs of labels of shit.
Because you're bougie. You're looking for, like, you got to have the gourmet red peppers. You can't just buy red peppers. Oh, where are the Armani peppers?
I don't grab shit and go. It's a problem. But I don't shop very often. I mean, that's good for the next 2-3 months. I'm good.
Does Theory Shirt Company make gravy? Oh, I got to get the Theory gravy. You're reading labels for you. Go in and get the shit.
What?
Scary, you're one bougie bastard.
Yeah.
$24 for fucking peanut butter?
It's got you.
No, give me the $24 and I'll fucking smash the peanuts and make you fucking natural peanut butter. What the fuck is wrong with you, Scary? Seriously, you bougie fuck?
No.
God.
It's a mistake.
Damn, give me the $24 and I'll give you some good peanut butter.
I was not. Well, you missed the point. I didn't want to pay $23.99. It had to be a mistake. Well, I didn't return it because it was too late.
What'd you do with it?
It's actually still sitting in my... I haven't even fucking opened it. It's in my cabinet. So
that's a bougie bastard because anybody else would have returned it immediately.
It's not worth the fucking hassle. Headaches.
It's not worth $24. You're going to go back shopping again, right?
Not worth the headaches.
$24? Not worth the headaches? Bougie bastard.
I don't know. I'm just... it's not going to happen again.
Wait. Scary just said, I cannot trust TikTok videos anymore. Why the fuck did you ever trust them before? It's fucking idiots on TikTok putting videos of 30 seconds of stupid shit. Stupid shit. Stupid shit here, stupid shit there. All stupid shit. Why did you believe them before, Scary? What the fuck is wrong with you? Stupid ass Scary.
Fuck you, drive-thru. By the way, Scary sent me a video...
I did it to get your dander
shooting
up.
A nuclear weapon out of the sky. As if, first of all, people are shooting nuclear weapons in the sky, which is not a thing.
Right.
And second of all, it was like a homemade video that you could make on your phone.
It was the Goodyear blimp. It was some bullshit.
Holy shit.
Brody and Scary and Brody. Curly Jason Curly here. Brody, nice. It doesn't matter if you do a Facebook Marketplace parody. Scary is going to forget to bring it anyway. So
you're damn right.
You can do it. He'll leave it at the office.
Damn straight I will.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's me again, the old cowboy trucker, a.k.a. Foghorn Leghorn, a.k.a. Yosemite Sam. You know, me and the little lady, we just got done doing a little grocery shopping for the week. And we decided to do time ourselves. And it took us exactly 38 minutes and 52 seconds to get in the store, do all our shopping, check out, go to the car, and unload our groceries. Ain't that right, honey?
That's right.
You know, so I don't know how the hell you spend 2 hours in the grocery store grocery shopping. That's ridiculous. I have a feeling you just got done watching that episode of Happy Days where the Fonz is showing Richie how to pick up chicks at the grocery store. That's probably what you were doing. Or maybe it just takes you so long for your goodbyes, that's where you spent your 2 hours. Just get in there and get out. That's all you gotta do. You should be able to... Plus, house. It's only $8. Why are you crying about $8 after you got spending $2,000 on groceries? $28.99 on a can of peanut butter alone. It's only $8. We only got room for one cheap bastard on this podcast, and that's not you. That shouldn't be you. So $8, you shouldn't be crying about $8. Come on, man.
I'm not cheap. I'm smart with my money.
No, you're a cheap fuck.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Danny P from Bayonne, New Jersey. Brody and Scary always, like for life.
Thank you.
Scary, you're a shit talker. You're just as good as that guy from... wait, two more seconds. I'll show you the fourth object with your fucking jingles. Oh, we'll play them later. That's the second time you've done that shit to us. Bring your fucking jingles on, bitch.
Good morning. This is Chad from Omaha.
Oh, it's a trucker.
It's always going to be Brody with Scary.
Yosemite Sam.
I am so happy for Scary, for he got to sit on the same toilet seat as Post Malone. That is so exciting. I'm pretty sure as he realized it, his body got all tingly and he got goosebumps all over his body as his bum slowly absorbed Post Malone's DNA. How exciting.
Hey, Scary and Brody, that's it. Rockin' Steve from the Bronx over there. Back again with this Olivia Rodrigo bullshit. First of all, the matter of the man, the age of the man doesn't matter. She's still 21, which is a legal adult. It doesn't matter if she lives at home with her parents. She's still a fucking legal adult, Brody. And he's not like, again, he said he wants, he's not going to ever go out with her. So who cares if he thinks she's so beautiful? She is. He'll never go out with her, you sick fuck. Hey, Steve from the Bronx again. Listening to the talk back episode, enough with the fucking steak dinner. You got your dinner, you didn't have to pay for it, Brody, that's it. Doesn't matter how it was paid for, if it was comped or whatever. You fucking got your steak dinner. Now stop talking about this sick, disgusting steak dinner. This is one of the reasons why you're not my favorite. Scary, over there. Scary and Brody, Rockin' Steve. I'm sick of the steak dinner.
Okay.
Hey, Scary, okay. Brody, Rock, and Steve over there from the Bronx again. No, I'm sorry, this is the third one I did today.
Fourth.
But, Brody, you are egomaniacal and sick.
Oh,
you had to suffer what? For writing the fucking whatever you did that you got the free steak dinner? Who cares? You got the steak dinner.
All right.
How it was paid for, if it was comped, has no bearing on whether or not you got the fucking steak
all
dinner.
All right, Steve.
I am so Steve. Sick of hearing about your steak okay. dinner. You got it enough already.
One more. He's back again. Yes.
Steve, I'm not Scary the one bringing it up.
Rock and Steve from the Bronx again God. Over there.
He's bombarding
again, so sick of the steak dinner.
Okay.
I'm it doesn't so matter sick of the calls about my steak dinner.
You got a free fucking steak dinner, Brody.
Yeah, you said this three times, Rock
again,
and Steve.
Who cares about suffering? If you think you want to make people suffer, you are a sick motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
How are you going to make your friends suffer and think that's right? Rock and Steve from the Bronx over there. Slice for life, maybe.
Laid it on thick.
Four calls all saying the same thing. And I have on this podcast not brought up the steak dinner on my own in years. The slices are defending me. Take it up with them. They understand the truth.
Mr.
They know the
Scary
deal.
Jones, about the whole food situation.
Oh boy.
Fuck that. That store is so expensive for the roof. I wouldn't even fucking shop there. I would go to a local Walmart. Or go to a local Aldi's if you have that over in New Jersey.
We do.
But next time, do better. Go to Walmart.
For $24 at Walmart, Scary, you can get a new wardrobe, dinner for five.
Yeah.
Canned goods to put in your shelter for like a year. You're overpaying for peanut butter, man. The peanut butter at Walmart, you get a Skippy or a Jif.
Perfect. I'm gonna buy you a steak dinner from Walmart and send it to your house.
It would be a start.
Good morning, Brooklyn boys. This is Stacy from Central New York. And as always, Brody and Scary. And Scary, I believe you meant stimuli, not stimuluses, when you were talking about your niece Ruby during COVID. Slice for life.
Well, no, she got the stimulus checks. That's what he was referring to. Very good. You're 100% right.
Hello, Brooklyn boys. MJ from NJ. You better get that money back from the Ashholt store. Because you spent a lot of money in that store, especially for the bougie peanut butter. I would write to corporate. You better get that $8 back. I know you don't need it, but it's the principle. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And you're as right. for the peanut butter, get your money back. I know you don't need it, but $23, that's insane.
It is insane. It's insane.
Okay, this is part two. Yeah, get the money back. That was stupid on Whole Foods' part. They put a time frame on getting the free parking. It should be, you're lucky that people are going there to buy the food. It should be free parking for anyone.
Should be.
It doesn't have to be $20. It should be any amount, and you could be there for 5 hours. I don't care. They're wrong. Yeah. Wrong.
Thank you.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you,
bye
too.
Jay from NJ. He's right.
I should move to the suburbs, so parking would be free. Plenty of parking on those lots. Those surface lots, they're few and far between around the areas where I live. And
yeah, the bougie part with the view.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you boy from Valdez. And today is Scary and Brody.
No.
Hey, Scary. Scary, bring the jingles back. Some Brooklyn boys don't know how to act. Some slices are hearing from to back. Scary priest, bring the jingles back. Hey, Brooklyn boys, it's your boy Juan Valdez. And it's always Brody and Scary. So you guys are talking about the wake and the way that the wake is. But you cannot complain about traditions and then say, let's keep it to tradition. If you don't like the tradition, then change it. If you like the tradition, then just keep it. You can't be on both sides of the aisle, Scary. Please.
Yes,
hey,
Scary.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, your boy Juan Valdez. And it's always Brody and Scary. So, in the same token, last year, we complained about daylight savings time.
Saving.
And today, we're still arguing about the same shit. This will never change. No matter how hopeful the fuck you are, this shit will remain as it is. Hey, Brooklyn Boys, it's your boy from
Valdez.
Oh my God. And it's always Brody and Scary. So, this is the difference between a Scary rant and a Brody rant. Hey, Scary, how did it go at the Whole Foods? Oh, you know, I spent 3 hours. I overspent for all my money, like $3 billion, just for groceries. Then I paid for parking, which I thought I didn't. But you know what? I'm too rich to worry about it. And are you going to go back? Not really. I'm rich. I'm selling doorbell cameras. I'm a club 5,000. I'm losing my weight. I'm first quarter skating. I can't be bothered. Hey, Brody. Well, how did it go at Whole Foods? Well, these motherfuckers, they need to understand when I want some shit, I need that shit on special. And if you're not going to give it to me on special, I'm not going to pay for it. I'm going to complain, get a $50 discount, then call corporate, get a $100 discount, and then I'm going to get it for free, plus $150 on top of it. Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you're
Oh my God, he's...
And it's always Brody and Scary. Hey, Scary.
Yo.
When you complain to Brody and say, hey, you're speaking a different language, when Brody is saying, I want tikka masala or other type of Indian food, yes, he is literally speaking a different language. Because if he's getting Spanish food and he's getting taquitos or quesadilla, it's a different language, motherfucker. Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you boys, how about this?
Oh.
Sometimes it's Brody and Scary, and sometimes it's Scary and Brody. No, I'm not dick riding Brody. First of all, that's rude. But no, I just like Brody better. What's the problem with that? I happen to love Chad from Omaha. Chad from Omaha, shout out to you, my guy. I love you. Hey, Brooklyn Boys, you boy from Valdez.
He's taking
and
over.
Now I'm calling on to you. All the slices. Leave us tugbacks. What outdated things does the United States does? Like keeping the penny or daylight savings time. What should we remove?
Saving.
Leave us a talk back. I want to hear your point of view. But make it fast.
What?
Before Scary Jones takes another vacation and all the talks back get deleted again. Please.
This guy, he's taking over. Now okay, he's hosting the show.
Hold on. Very funny, but no. Do not use the talkbacks for what Juan Valdez is requesting. You want to talk about outdated things? Find Juan on social media. Have a ball. By the way, somebody sent me a coffee from, it was Juan Valdez Coffee. And they're like, oh, look, I found coffee with the same name. Just for the record, the coffee came first. Juan Valdez's real name is Juan Vasquez. People call him Juan Valdez because of the coffee. So I want to clarify that.
All right.
All right.
Last one.
1-800-HIT-THE-JINGLE-BITCH-SCARY. That's 1-800-HIT-THE-JINGLE-BITCH-SCARY. Rachel from New York. Bye.
Oh, it's a good phone number.
Because I made an inappropriate reference. I'm not going to do it on this podcast.
Thank you.
All right. We'll leave it. We'll leave it right there.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned your fat loss program. You didn't even say who it was. It was very good of you a little while ago.
It was, you know what? People are getting into my DMs. Mm-hmm. If you have questions.
Scary's down 37 pounds.
Send me a DM. I'll explain what I did. All right.
There you go.
That's
you
the
go.
New me. How you like that? We'll see you on the Brooklyn Boys later this week. That's all I got for you. Say goodnight.
Boy, it's such a downer at the end there.
Say goodnight, Brody.
No, I want to talk about the steak dinner because Rock and Steve wants to hear more about it. We'll see you guys in a couple of days with episode 287. Podcast.
Slice reactions. Who's wrong, who's right. This podcast all depends on you. Talkbacks are phenomenal. Baby. Tell all your friends you could be on. It's slice time. Free dessert.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.